With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The northeastern U.S. still recovering from the last blizzard, but there's bad news for the region.
Another round is in the forecast. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
Potential maybe on Monday for another potential heavy snow event across parts of the Ohio Valley, Midwest into the Northeast.
New Yorker Haley Glickman-Hawk, who was out shoveling, says she used to live in Boston, which got even more snow, and hopes it doesn't get that bad here.
Where you're like packing in the snow to try to get more on top of the pile without it falling off. We haven't hit that yet, so.
Power outages, flight delays and cancellations, traffic accidents, and other weather-related issues continue in some parts of the Northeast due to the snow. Julie Walker, New York.
Reaction to last night's State of the Union speech by President Trump still coming in. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the address showed the president is working to bring down costs.
Obviously, a lot of his focus was on safer streets, more money in your pocket, and new opportunities to get ahead for working families. So good evening, but obviously a lot more to do. And he actually laid out sort of an agenda, which we look forward to working on. One of the things that will be immediately on that agenda is a housing bill, which gets at the heart of the affordability issue.
Cuban soldiers shot and killed four people aboard a speedboat registered in Florida that opened fire on officers in Cuban waters. The Cuban Interior Ministry issued a statement providing few details. It's unclear if any U.S. citizens were aboard. Marco Rubio visiting the Caribbean, where he's defending the Trump administration's military operation to capture Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro. The Secretary of State tells leaders from the 15-member Caribbean community bloc that Venezuela and the region are now better off as a result of that U.S. raid. This is SRN News. Parents in Maryland win a big award.
A federal judge says Montgomery County must pay a group of moms and dads $1.4 million after barring them from opting their children out of LGBT lessons and assignments. The parents sued, and last year the Supreme Court ruled they have the right to opt their kids out. Eric Baxter of the Beckett Fund says, quote, public schools nationwide are on notice. Running roughshod over parental rights and religious freedom isn't just illegal, it's costly. Michael Harrington reporting.
A wide-ranging government investigation is underway in Australia into the shocking rise in anti-Semitism across that country in recent years. It was spurred by the murder of 15 people at a Sydney Jewish festival in December, allegedly by two Muslims inspired by ISIS. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has launched Australia's most powerful form of public inquiry, known as a Royal Commission. This is SRN News. FIFA President Gianni Infantino says he has complete confidence in Mexico as a World Cup co-host despite days of cartel violence.
FIFA says Mexico can still safely co-host the World Cup despite deadly cartel violence linked to a top drug lord's death. On Monday, authorities reported at least 70 deaths after cartel members burned cars and blocked roads in a number of states. The unrest followed the death of a cartel boss known as El Mencho. Some local league matches have already been postponed, and some soccer leaders are expressing concern about playoff games scheduled in Mexico. Bob Agner reporting.
NASA moving its grounded Artemis moon rocket from the launch pad back to its hangar for more repairs. The four-mile-long slow-motion trek began Wednesday morning at Florida's Kennedy Space Center. There is a problem with the helium pressurization system. Managers have ordered the rollback over the weekend. More details at srnnews.com.